By the end of this episode, you're going to feel like a huge weight was lifted off your shoulders. Instead of feeling stressed out or overwhelmed about the holiday season, you're going to be feeling calm and confident about how you're going to spend these special days. Before we jump in today's episode, I want to remind you what we're working towards. We are working towards a house that's easier to keep clean, our mind to feel less cluttered, more time to spend with the ones we love, and more energy to do the things that we actually enjoy. After today's episode, you are going to be one step closer to that goal. So grab your coffee, keep on listening, and we are going to do this together. The first thing I want you to do is to grab a pen and paper. It's going to be so helpful to write all of this down. So if you want to pause this to do that, you can. But if you're driving or something and you just want to listen, you can do that also. But I highly encourage you to come back at a different time to write it all down. So the first thing we're going to do is do a brain dump of all your holiday to-dos. As moms, we want it all to be perfect, but we can drown ourselves in these to-dos, and then we lose focus of what truly matters. As you're writing the things down, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed, because we're going to go through each one of these step by step, and you're going to be able to clarify what truly matters to you during this time. So the first thing I want you to do is to brain dump all your holiday to-dos. Write them all down and jump right back on, and then we'll start going through them. Now the second step is get clear on what the holidays mean to you. What truly matters to you during this time? What do you want this holiday season to feel like? Use these questions to help you decide what you want to focus on. So take a minute, pause, write down, what do these holidays truly mean to you? And what do you want these holidays to feel like? Take a minute, ponder it, write it down, and jump right back on, and we'll go through the rest. For step three, it's to prioritize what works best for you and your family. Now, using what truly matters to you, I want you to go back to the brain dump of all your holiday to-dos. I want you to circle the things that mean the most to you on your to-do list. These are the things that you will prioritize for you and your family. This is how we bring the meaning back into what truly matters to us during this time. So go circle the things that you want to prioritize and then jump right back on. Number four is to let go of the high expectations. Remember, I'm going to say it multiple times, but it always comes back to how you want it to feel. Because you don't have to do everything. So part of letting go of the high expectations is to cross the things off your list that don't mean that much to you. Maybe it's doing Christmas cards. Maybe it's going to extra Christmas parties. Or buying extra gifts for other people. If you keep it simple, you're going to enjoy it so much more. So let go of those high expectations. You don't have to do everything. Maybe you don't like to decorate. Maybe, you know, there's so many different things. Let go of thinking that you need to do it all. Instead, this year, you're going to focus on what truly matters to you the most. So if there's still some things on your list that are things you would like to do, but instead it feels more of like an expectation you're putting on yourself, go ahead, pause this, and cross those off of your to-do list as well. Step number five is to be realistic about where you are in life. Maybe this year you don't have as much money. Or maybe you're strapped for time because it's been really busy. Or maybe you're not feeling good and you don't have a lot of energy. You really need to consider these things. Be realistic about it. The thing you don't want is to feel weighed down after the holidays because you overdid it. Like I said, this can be with your energy, your time, or your money. You need to be realistic about how you're going to feel afterwards. So if it's money, then maybe do less gifts or find a way to spend time with people instead of buying them physical gifts. You can still make it feel very meaningful and special while being realistic about where you are in life. So it's kind of like the high expectations one. Go back to your original to-do list and go cross off anything that you know would be stretching yourself too thin. Trust me, you won't regret it. You want to feel good about the holiday seasons, even when they're over. So take a minute, pause this, cross some more things off your list if you want to, and then jump right back on and we'll jump to the final step. The final step, step number 6, is to find gratitude and contentment with the choices you make. I hope you cleared a bunch off your to-do list and you can see that now you narrowed it down to what matters to you the most. The holidays are going to look different for everyone, and that's good, it should, because you are choosing to focus on what works the best for you and your family. And that's what truly matters. So if you're still feeling overwhelmed, or if you find yourself getting even more overwhelmed as it gets closer to this holiday season, cross some more things off your to-do list and be grateful that you get to create a simple and meaningful holiday season. I hope this really helped you and that you feel more relieved and calm about how this holiday season will go. I'll talk to you soon. Oh, one more thing before you go. If you're feeling unmotivated, if you have any questions, or if you want to celebrate your wins with me, there are two ways that you can do that. In the show notes, I'll have two links. One will be for my website at simplifymomlife.com, where I'll have the comments section open, or you can sign up for my email list with the other link so that you can get each podcast and blog post sent straight to your inbox every Tuesday morning. Remember, we are well on our journey to an easier to clean house, a less cluttered mind, and more time and energy for the ones you love and the things you enjoy. If you want to stick around, don't forget to click that subscribe button. Thanks for being here, and remember, we are on this journey together.
Subscribe to my mom's podcast. It'll make her very happy.